Tom. Fantastic to see you here. Of course, fairly big score, but it's the first hit out for the Central North Under-19s, and Downs have been training all summer. But, looking forward to what will be a very interesting period for Under-19s rugby and Central North rugby as we get to the country champs in Port Macquarie.
Yeah, we see it's interesting that they've changed the format, mate, but I think it's to come in line with a bit of what the Waratahs are trying to do at top level there with Gen Blue and everything. And, yeah, it was a bit of a thrown-together side today, mate. But we saw them improve over the course of the game, started to communicate a bit, and ended up putting points on finally in the last quarter. So, mate, I think coming that far in one day, hopefully we can get them to a pretty good level in time for the champs.
Yourself, of course, you're now part of the full body experience that is the Inverell Highlanders as the head coach. And of course, if you want to find out more about the Highlanders, just go through their website, InverellHighlanders.org.au. But how have you seen the pre-season?
Yeah, not too bad, Wixie. We had our first trial match today, mate, up in Inverell. It was good to see a few of the things that we were putting through the training runs were translating on field, which is all you can ask for. And yeah, mate, just a few little basic things we're trying to get down right, and they translated, which is always a good feeling. So yeah, the boys, we got cricket finals and all sorts of stuff competing with us at the moment. But we've got a couple more trial matches coming up, looking to polish up a bit before the season this year. We missed out last year without having any trials. So yeah, looking all right, mate, but plenty of stuff to work on still.
Well, the great thing about what the Highlanders do really well is, apart from the gut-busting fitness thing that you had this weekend with the kids last night and also today with the seniors, but also, of course, you've got the seven-a-side tournament that unites all the sports, and that's something that not only drags people to play the game of rugby but connect with the Highlanders.
Yeah, that's right, mate. We were lucky. We actually had a few of those boys who played in our sevens came across and trialled with us today, which is always good. We had this year, we had 10s men's teams, 2 women's teams, and as well as our junior component. So yeah, it's a pretty big fixture for us on the calendar, and we always enjoy the support that the community puts on for us. And yeah, it was a success this year with one of the Inverell Highlander organised teams. We don't put our own team in, but they called themselves the Morons, but they seem to have a bit of rugby seven smarts. They took the trophy out this year in the men's draw. So yeah, no, it was really good. The community got around it as always, and yeah, no, it was great to see.
Yeah, it seems to be very successful for places like Mudgee as well that do it at the end of the year. But of course, you're a part-time developer for New Sports Rugby. Tell us a little bit about how some of the work's going on there, and it's great to see in the juniors anyway. We've had 310 kids trialling for all those sides that are going to the country championships between the ages of 11 and 18.
Yeah, that's right, Wixie. While she's obviously doing an awesome job down here, I had a rep coach the other day tell me that he started using a bit of terminology. He's actually one of my assistants up in Inverell, and he was using a bit of the chat that we've been using around the senior club, and the kids were going, yeah, I know what that means, I know what that means. So, yeah, it's starting to wear off while she's getting around to all the clubs and getting a fair bit of exposure. So hopefully we can take a leaf out of the All Blacks book and start to upskill everyone at a similar level across the ages, which would be great. And, yeah, it is good to see that the kids are up to speed.
Well, Tom, it's fantastic to see you, man, and hopefully continue some great work with New Sports Rugby to early in the game. We don't want you to have too many wins for the Highlanders, but it's good to see you're on board with those fellas as well.
Yeah, cheers for that, Wixie. No doubt we'll be talking again soon.